Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Men's Room Podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money. Getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store or via the app. A Bosch.
This is season 3, episode 2 of the Men's Room podcast, and this one is an interesting one. Me and Rory Jennings always pride ourselves on honesty. Like, we do not lie. It's just one of those things where we're honest with each other, aren't we,
Totally
Rory?
Transparent.
Yeah, like clear as day.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, soon going to find out, because we have Mark here from Lie Detector Test UK, who's about to kit us up, hook us up to all this wonderful piece of machinery here. And we're going to find out how honest we can be with each other, because we've got a series of questions, Mr. Jennings.
I'm nervous, Ad.
You shouldn't be nervous, because you just told me you don't lie.
No, I don't lie. I've never told a lie in my life.
Ever told a lie to me?
Never.
No?
Never. 100% honesty.
Well, we're soon going to find out.
I am. I'm confident here. How do you feel?
I'm not confident at all. I think I've lied to you about a couple of things.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll find out. Thanks so much for this.
My weight. No,
really appreciate you joining us. This is a fascinating world. Generally speaking, you operate for who? Like, who do you generally find that you are conducting
these
tests?
Who are the clients?
So I'm from South Africa, and there in South Africa, we've got nearly between 250 to 300 examiners, being in the country that accept polygraph in courts and labor courts, and police have got massive units. So it's accepted in America. They do it for the federal government, FBI, CIA, so they can do it for there. They can't use it in certain court cases there. Yeah, in the UK, mainly private people. The biggest user of polygraph in the UK is actually the government. So anyone that wants to research it can go to gov.uk, the government website, type in polygraph, and they talk about sex offender testing. So there was a pilot program run by the Manchester Police Sex Offender Unit a couple of years ago with 5 examiners. I understand now there's over 50 examiners now testing sex offenders on parole. So when they get released from prison, undergo a polygraph test. They use exactly the same equipment I've got, exactly the same software, exactly the same scoring programs and technique to use it. There's about 2,500 examiners around the whole world. Everyone uses the same things. It works. Even the analog, the old system with the paper and ink system, uses same equipment, same graph readings, which I'll show you more or less what it looks like and things like that. But the biggest users in the UK are the government. So they trust the service, and they put it on the government website to say, yeah, in the UK, mainly private people, because of basically the Jeremy Kyle show. So the people watch that and see, test my partner. So you get a lot of calls from private people testing each other, like theft cases. In South Africa, we do a lot of pre-employment testing. So before you start a job, it's much cheaper there to do with the amount of examiners, but they do pre-employment testing, which is part of court, labor court, and it goes in your contract. So they'll say, before you do a polygraph, work at a job, you do a polygraph test. They'll ask you, if you're working in finance or if you're working in dealing with stock, have you stolen from a workplace? Have you taken drugs in the last 6 months? Did you lie on your application form? There's about 80% unemployment. So you'll get 500 people applying for a reception job because they're desperate for jobs. So people lie on their CV. So the client, because of being cheap, it can test 10 or 15 people on a polygraph to see, who can I trust? So they test him. Did you lie on your CV? Have you taken any drugs? Have you stolen at a workplace? So they trust that service, and then it's in your contract.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a job.
Can you imagine having your CV examined to that level?
Who doesn't lie on their CV?
Every insurance company has got it in your insurance contract, because with all the insurance fraud. So if you're telling me that you had a traffic light and you drove into the back of him, and you say, no, you've hit reverse and you drove into me, now who's going to pay? So they say, okay, do a lie detector test.
Hollywood movies have depicted people beating it. I'm fascinated. You see it in Hollywood movies and people walk away into the sunset because they've beaten the polygraph test. As you say, the old sort of paper and ink. Can you beat a polygraph test?
Well, polygraph measures your autonomic nervous system, the things that happen automatically. So if you can train yourself never to react if someone's going to jump out and give you a fright. I mean, you said you've been to South Africa before and you're in Johannesburg and you're feeling fearful. You're quite nervous.
Yeah.
You can walk in London outside at night and you're nervous and you think if someone jumps out with a gun or a knife and says, give me your money, you're going to react. So trying to beat a polygraph where you don't know what questions are coming up to see not to react, that's not normal. So when we do the test, we ask you lots of what are called baseline questions. Questions where you tell the truth and tell a lie. And the software's got millions of data samples and studies from 100 years of polygraph built in. So the software, besides the software, can sort of determine based on algorithms if you're trying to cheat the test. We've also got equipment and the examiners. I've been an examiner for maybe 19 years. I've done over 17,000 tests. So you've got experience of looking. And there's certain things, like if you go on the internet, type in how to beat the polygraph, they'll say to you, well, if you lie, you're going to react. You can't sort of stop that, but try and trick the examiner on all the other questions. So where they would show you sort of responses, how the graphs look like, they'll say, when they ask you, are you sitting on a chair, try and make it look like your lie response would be. So people try and move around. So we've got things like this components. This is like a seat pad, which is a motion sensor pad that you sit on. We've also got ones on a chair where you sit with your arm on a chair, picks up your... the actual name is your anal sphincter, your bum hole. So it sounds a bit gross, but you... measuring your sitting
and like movement.
So
people, squirming in your seat.
So they say to people, when they ask you certain questions, then think sexual thoughts, count backwards in 7 from 100, which is quite difficult to do, bite your tongue, squeeze your bum muscle, and that's got nerve endings, so it increases your blood pressure. So people try and do all these funny tricks. Your heart, fight means the danger comes. You fight them, you run away, or you freeze. But what happens? Your heart starts to pump, breathing, and you start to sweat. You don't just stand there going with your breathing. So we're looking for significant reaction on all these components. So we do a lot of truth questions and a lot of lie questions to see how it looks like. And then in between that, if I ask you 10 or 15 truth samples, breathing, sweating, and heart, and I make you lie to samples, then we score that with numbers. And then we see, but when I ask you the relevant questions now, like, did you cheat on your wife? Or did you touch if it was a sexual assault case, or if it was a theft case, did you steal them over? No. Well, I never did that. So your body should react normal, and we score that based on the data samples, and we repeat that in different sequences multiple times over and over.
It's fascinating. It's such an interesting, like, I think this is something that we've always been exposed to. We're so aware of polygraphs, but without ever being sort of face to face with it. And it's a huge statement, isn't it, from the government, that they trust this process with the most dangerous.
Yes, and they would definitely not put it on the government website to say we test the sex offenders if it didn't work, if it was junk science, new technology. I also do iDetect, but I don't know when last I've done one, because we focus on polygraph, which is more accurate. iDetect is about 85 to 90%.
Can you tell someone's lying without this? Because your experience of sitting with people that don't lie and generally, lie. Can you just look at someone, ask a question, and just see their body movement without all this?
So you generally get a good opinion because you look at body language. Mm. But you get people that'll be overconfident. So now if you say go for a job interview, they say don't sit with your legs crossed and your arms crossed because you could be looking defensive. Mm. So now I get people coming for a polygraph and they sit like this and they'll stare at you and they don't look away. But the result is based on numerical scores, the scores that are done from the scientific working out. You can't just say, well, the person looks guilty or not, because sometimes I think the person's guilty and they pass, or the other way around. But it's not like we can manipulate. The software scores it automatically. So in the software's design, the examiner can't manipulate the charts. The FBI, everyone uses the exact same software scoring, so it's trusted. But the examiner scores as well to sort of combine it to say, look, human beings score it and the software scores it and make it accurate.
Well, I'm going
to
see if I can beat it.
Yeah, let's get you.
We're going to see if we can beat it.
Let's get you rigged up and find out if you are truly an honest man. So, Addy, you've got all of the equipment on now. How are you feeling?
I'm Nervous.
Looks intense.
It is. Like, I've done nothing wrong. But I feel like I have. I feel like I've done something wrong. It's nervous. And what I like is that they've clearly hooked me up to everything. So even if you feel like one part of you is going to be okay, you're not.
So we're measuring everything here.
We're measuring
sweat. So yeah. We've got sweat glands on the fingers there. We've got pulse, heart rate,
blood pressure, breathing.
Everything.
All the things that would react if you under fear.
Yeah.
You don't just get a fright and just your breathing goes up or just your heart.
Yeah.
Looking for all the reactions every time.
What lies beneath? So whatever's going on your face now, we have got a look under the bonnet. We know what's going on from within.
Yes.
This is very exciting.
Even the way your hands have to be like this is a bit... You know, like normally you put your hands down your side, don't you? A bit more relaxed. Even this, I feel like I'm having... My posture's all of a sudden got better.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now, just to let everybody know, Addy, if you're listening to this and you are not exposed to the visuals of what's going on, Addy's now thoroughly hooked up to a lie detector polygraph test. We are going to ask him some questions in a moment. Mark will start to just get some baseline questions to get an insight into the way that Addy reacts to questions that we know the answers to. And then I will take over and start asking Addy some slightly more interesting questions.
How dare you?
All right, so we're going to start with the baseline questions. Is today Thursday?
Yes.
Are you sitting on a chair?
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Are you nervous about being caught out today?
No.
So that was a lie.
No, it wasn't. But
that was a lie.
I swear to God, it wasn't.
See, well, it was.
I'll show you after the session.
That was a lie.
Okay, sit still as well.
Right. Next question. Are you an honest person?
No.
Truthful response.
Shit, that's a horrible question.
Do you think you're better looking than me?
Yes.
Truthful.
Sorry, one second, I can't breathe.
Sorry, Rory, it's true though.
Is John Terry a better centre half than Virgil van Dijk?
No.
Truthful.
Should Liverpool sack Jurgen Klopp?
No.
Truthful.
Would you prefer to host this podcast with somebody else?
No. Such a bad question.
That's truthful, but you need to sit still in the watching questions.
Sorry.
You are terrible at replying to messages. Do you purposefully ignore them?
No.
Lie. Failed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you spend a lot of time looking in the mirror?
Yes.
Truthful.
So I've all done.
Do you think I talk about Chelsea too much?
Yes.
Truthful.
Luis Garcia's ghost goal, did it cross the line?
No.
Truthful.
Okay, that concludes our test. Overall, been fairly honest.
I'll show you the graphs and we're done. It's quite clear reactions on the lies and the truth.
Okay, I look forward to analysing.
A genuine and honest person.
I thought so. An honest person.
I'll take that.
Well played.
I'll take that. Solid 7 out of 10, honesty.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app.
Your heart's racing and you haven't even started the question yet. Okay, let's just get the... I'm just trying to wait for just to get to a readable baseline. Sorry, that might have pushed it up a little bit on that comment.
Are you excited to take this test?
Yes.
Truthful?
Are you planning on telling the truth today?
Yes.
Truthful?
Do you have any secrets you're hiding from me?
No.
Big reaction.
Out of the two of us, do you think you're the better presenter?
No.
Truthful.
Would you trust me to look after your daughter, Clementine?
Yes.
Truthful.
Do you Google yourself regularly?
No.
Big lie there.
Big lie.
So hold on.
Are you self-conscious about your height?
No.
Lie response.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic stuff.
That's weird. Okay, go ahead.
Right, cast your mind back to the start of the Premier League season. Did you really believe that Haaland would be a flop?
Yes.
Truthful.
Is Steven Gerrard better than Frank Lampard?
No.
Truthful.
That's it. That completes our questions. That was interesting.
Huge.
That was interesting.
Loved it.
A couple of good, interesting
fascinating,
lies,
isn't it?
Truths in there. Yeah.
Yeah, really fascinating. It's great to get an insight into how this process works as well.
Yeah, to see it with all the graphs and to see sort of how each part of where you're hooked up to reacts, I think is the fascinating bit. How they all kind of align.
At exactly the same time.
Exactly the same time is interesting. Like Rory saying he's not conscious about his height. And that means he's always been conscious about his height.
So that must be his first lies ever told.
Yeah, exactly. I told you, I only tell the truth. It's the first time I've ever lied. It happened to be today.
But no, it's going to be interesting to see the results in full. But as you say, normally this is a 2-hour test. And this is obviously a bit of fun. This was us hooked up for 15 or so minutes. Yeah.
No, it's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on as well.
Thanks for
having me. Really was great. One of my favourite episodes.
Honestly, one of my favourite. Where can people get in touch with you if you've got these husbands and wives that want to
we'll put a link on the blog and
fantastic.
Yeah, the link will be in the description below.
The link will be in the description below, indeed. All right, that wraps up episode 2, season 3 of The Men's Room. Fascinating one. Again, it really is. I am an honest person as well, by the way. Don't believe this. I'm an honest person.
You can't say that now.
You proved
to not be.
It's within context. It's in context. That's what it is. But look, if you are watching this on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. Me and Roy will be in the comment section. And if you're downloading this from your podcast, download it from wherever you get your podcast from. We'll see you in the next one.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes such as TVs, gaming consoles and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.